This is TWiT.
Microsoft unveiled yesterday its Surface 3 tablet. The new tablet doesn't run RT. Instead, it runs the full-fledged Windows 8.1 operating system. Dana Wallman is the managing editor of Engadget and joins us now. Welcome, Dana.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. What kind of processor does the new Surface 3 have?
It has one of Intel's newest Atom processors, a quad-core chip. So it is a system on a chip, which means that it is still a fanless design like previous Surface tablets, but it is still an x86 processor, meaning, just in simple layman's terms, that you can run a full version of Windows on it with desktop programs and not just that watered-down version of RT that used to run on the previous models.
Hey, Dana, is there a new type of pen input here that Microsoft is pushing?
New for this line, absolutely. So actually, one of the things that used to distinguish these regular Surface tablets from the Surface Pro line, which is still around, is that the Surface Pro line always accepted pen input, pressure-sensitive pen input, where you could do some really detailed drawings and stuff like that. And you couldn't do that on the lower-end Surface tablets. And now, for the first time, you can. It actually has just as capable a pen as the one inside the much more expensive, much more powerful Surface Pro 3. In fact, the screen size is now exactly the same on both models. So Microsoft, in a way, made the two tablets look more similar than ever and behave more similarly than ever. It's just that the Surface Pro 3 is still way more powerful.
And more expensive. What other improvements are in this tablet?
So it's the thinnest and lightest tablet that Microsoft has made yet. It is thinner and lighter than the previous Surface 2. And the price is a little better also. It's now $499, which gets you 64 gigs of storage, whereas to get that much storage before, you would have been looking at an extra $50. So the price is a little gentler this time also.
Hey, Dana, what about upward protection towards Windows 10? Microsoft's working on that operating system. Will this new Surface 3 be able to run Windows 10?
Absolutely. It'll be eligible for a free Windows 10 upgrade, just like other current Windows 8.1 systems. So anyone who buys it now can know that they will be eligible for that free upgrade when Windows 10 eventually comes out. Right now, Microsoft is shooting for sometime over the summer. We don't know the exact date, but that seems to be the general time frame that Microsoft is going for here.